WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. While voter turnout in Brazos County was just more than 10%, not every voting location saw activity.
County Clerk Karen McQueen says some sites hosted multiple precincts, but not all precincts were represented. One example, the Peach Creek Community Center, where there were no registered voters in Precinct 68, but those living in Precinct 28 participated. Another location was the Lincoln Center, where Precinct 72 had no registered voters living in the Bryan School District. Voter Registrar Christy Rose says there will be a statewide review of how the first election went, requiring photo identification.
I really haven't seen anything or heard anything or heard of any major issues. In approximately 2 weeks, we'll all be meeting here. We're going to be talking about this issue, I'm sure, as well as everything else that we do, obviously, in the tax office.
And among those happy about statewide voter approval for taking $2 billion to finance water projects are State Representative Kyle Cassell, who says it will benefit his rural district that runs from College Station to West.
Liked about Proposition 6 from the beginning is it still starts grassroots. It comes through the local groundwater districts, through Region 3, through Region G in our area, till it gets to the Texas Water Development Board. So this is, you know, from the people all the way, just approval for the SWIFT fund. I mean, it's a great program. It's actually simple in my mind.
Cassell hopes one of the first projects will assist replacing the water system in the West following last April's fertilizer plant explosion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the second straight night, Bryan police responded to an armed robbery. Tuesday night, just before 11, two men held up an employee and a customer of the El Toro Bar on Sims between 21st and 22nd. No one was hurt and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Suspect information is online at WTAW.com. Officer Kelly McKeithen says these men are not believed to have participated in a holdup the night before at Mobile Zone USA on South Texas. A Bryan woman is accused of child endangerment while working at a local daycare center. The arrest of 53-year-old Freddie Walton followed a 6-week investigation by police and the State Department of Family and Protective Services. According to the arrest report, a 5-month-old boy fell from her lap and hit his head on the floor.
It's not the fact that there was an accident that occurred. It's more of the fact that it wasn't reported immediately and, the type of injury that was sustained. If it's prolonged before it is treated, can cause more serious injury.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the baby is out of the hospital after being treated for a fractured skull and bleeding on the brain. State officials say Camelot Learning Center was cited for failing to ensure no child is abused, neglected, or exploited. The center remains open and can still appeal the state action. According to the arrest report, Walton, who is out of jail after posting bond, told police the injury was the result of the baby rolling on the floor and bumping his head on a table. The search for the next president at A&M is going like the system chancellor wants, quietly. John Sharp was asked at this week's meeting of the University Staff Council why that they are one of two non-voting members on the search committee.
The previous committees were 15 and 22, right. Stuff like that. And one of the problems with that was that you had a reluctance for people, you know, the president of Joe Blow University to apply because he's sitting there saying, do I really believe that 22 people are going to be able to keep my name secret or am I going to read it in the Purdue newspaper or something like that?
The student body president's also an ex officio member. Sharp says nominations are still being accepted and an outside consultant continues to recruit candidates both through Thanksgiving. Bryan, Iola, and Somerville are among the locations where large amounts of ammonium nitrate are stored. A new website has been announced by the State Fire Marshal's Office following last April's explosion at the fertilizer plant in West. Other storage facilities are located in Marquay, Giddings, and Carmine. Through a voluntary inspection program, the state identified 110 locations in 71 counties storing at least 10,000 pounds of the potentially hazardous chemical. State officials did not reveal additional locations that did not agree to be inspected, and other sites were not disclosed due to security reasons. Maps of the locations in Bryan, Iola, and Somerville are online at WTAW.com, along with a link to the Fire Marshal's database. If you've driven by the Simpson Drill Field on the A&M campus this week, you've seen construction going on. Ryan Pierce with Habitat for Humanity says it's part of a new student-led effort for the nonprofit.
There's a new student organization called BUILD. It was initiated by Corps of Cadet members who wanted an organization that would bring together students from all over campus. And they're sponsoring a Habitat home right now. They raised $50,000 to build that home. It's underway in Bryan, and they're actually bringing volunteers each week to build that house.
Pierce says several Habitat volunteers have been assisting as the students have been building walls this week for four additional homes. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 43 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How do you get in touch with your inner bold side? Tame a tiger?
Don't look him in the eye.
What?
Walk on hot coals?
Ow, hot, hot, out of the way. Coming through here. Oh, thank you.
Or simply embrace your bold side with a new Sriracha Chicken Melted Subway, made with spicy Sriracha sauce for our boldest flavor yet, and part of the Fiery Footlong Collection, which is much easier than, say, skydiving.
Wait, do I pull this handle?
Ah! Subway, be bold, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This holiday, whether you're hosting at home or treating the office, give your group what they love. Subway caters. Order up a holiday spread of piled high sandwich platters, custom-made giant subs, good-to-go personal boxed meals, even freshly baked cookie platters. They'll love the taste, you'll love the value, because people-pleasing platters start around $35. Call 877-360-CATER. That's 877-360-CATER, or visit subway.com to order. Subway, cater fresh.
Some catering orders may require 24-hour advance notice. Prices and participation may vary.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repairs for 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Colder and drier weather settles in across the state for today. We'll see lots of sunshine. It's going to be cool. Temperatures today near 65. Clear tonight will fall back to about 45 to 50. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. I think we'll have highs anywhere from 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 50 to 55. Saturday, a decent start to the weekend. A mixture of clouds and sun and turning milder with highs approaching 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll visit with Travis Labhart, one of the surprises for the Aggie football team. Plus, an Aggie football player is nominated for a senior class, CLASS award. Plus, Aggie soccer earns they advance in the SEC Women's Tournament. All that and more with sports. We'll do that for you coming up about 6:52.
How else would we spell class?
It's an acronym I was trying to
draw. Oh. Okay. So, from time to time, we talk about stupid criminals, right?
Mm-hmm.
How often can we do stupid times two? Well, today, uh-oh, this is going to be tough. This is going to be tough to top right here. this one is so doubly stupid. Anyway, his name, and it should go down in history, is Troy F. Mitchell. Okay.
Now, F for failure?
Well, yeah, well, or something. I'm not sure. Troy was out of prison, okay, so obviously he's kind of done this stuff before. On supervised release, when he handed a note to a teller in Modesto, California, demanding $5,000 in cash. Now, while the teller is getting the money that Troy has demanded, another teller walks by and goes, "Hey, Troy."
Oh.
Mitchell acknowledged the greeting, left with the $5,000. The second teller had recognized Troy from when Troy had been in to apply for a loan.
Oh.
And, of course, the application has a copy of his driver's license. But before he could be arrested, Troy struck again, handing a note to a teller at a different bank, demanding even more money. Troy left that note behind, but it was written on the back of the pay stub, which
my pressure is going to be responsible.
Included, good, which included, of course, his name and his address and how to get in touch with him.
Oh, dear.
That's Troy times two.
It's going to be a good morning.
What are you in for? Serial stupidity?
I like that.
Again?
Info.
Mason. I will use serial stupidity.
Yeah, I like that, too.
I'd like to know what he was in prison for the first time, though. And again, on that loan application, he's got to check that box. Have you ever been convicted of a crime? Which...
Maybe it was oatmeal stupidity the first time.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Great time.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 617, day 311. We got 54 of them to go. I mean, we are, you know, we're in the Novembers, in case you haven't noticed. It's scary. National Men Make Dinner Day. National Men Make Dinner Day.
Some men are very good cooks.
Some men are very good cooks. And you know, I, for one, must say, you know, I've been at the 50 Men Who Can Cook about three times. So, yeah, I'm just saying. which means that...
not to toot your own horn or anything.
Jackie finds a recipe and helps me make it. And I stand there and act like I know what I'm doing. it's also National Gin Day. I don't know if that's a coincidence. And then...
more than likely.
Yeah. Third, it's Hug a Bear Day. I would suggest
I can hug you and Kevin.
Oh, there you go. I would suggest probably a toy bear.
Or y'all can hug a Baylor bear since we're hoping to black out tonight versus the Sooners.
Oh, there you go.
If we win, it'll be 8-0.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Who? It'll be who 8-0?
Baylor.
Oh. Okay, I'm looking for people who care. Show of hands. They got no chance.
Hug a bear.
No, I got you. Yeah, really.
I'm a bear.
Anyway, if you try to hug a real bear, you might ask permission ahead of time. Okay.
And if he answers, then that's a whole other story.
It will be. And for birthdays.
Birthday, Morgan Spurlock, the guy that did Super Size Me, is 43. Uh-huh. David Guetta is 46. He's a singer and DJ. Christopher Knight from Brady Bunch. He was Peter. He's 56.
Yeah.
King Kong Bundy.
All right.
Also 56. He's a wrestler. Joni Mitchell is 70. And Johnny Rivers, Mr. Secret Agent Man, 71 today.
He's a little short guy.
Yeah. He's tiny.
I didn't realize that. Got a chance to meet him. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Because, you know,
I can see that being kind of neat.
Yeah. When he was in town, he did that. So anyway, Reverend Billy Graham.
Oh.
Missed him.
He's about to go on his last crusade.
Yeah, 95
Whoa!
Years old. 95, wow. And that's another, you know, he was here for the Bush Library opening. And again, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is
good
cool.
To see him in person up front, you know, not in the football stadium kind of thing. All right, it's 620.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the rollout of the Obamacare exchanges has been an unmitigated disaster. Now, so far, beyond the glitches, when it comes to the website, well, that cost taxpayers $634 million to build. But after spending hundreds of millions of dollars on a website that doesn't work, that others on this program have said they could build themselves for $1 million. What is the next logical step? Well, for the government to give CGI Federal, the company that created large portions of the error-plagued Obamacare exchange website, give them more money. Give them another contract. And that's exactly what they did. They've signed at least 5 different agreements with this company now after October 1st, totaling $7 million. What company in the private sector would ever be this stupid?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You save and your guests, they will rave. Now, that's how it is at Blinds.com. Now, with the holidays coming, it's a busy time for the Hannitys. When we needed new blinds, my wife and I, we went to Blinds.com. We saved a bundle. Take my advice. Replace those old window coverings with beautiful designer blind shade shutters and drapes from my friends at Blinds.com. And if you hurry, you can take advantage of amazing November deals with 15 to 25% off the top brand names. You also get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com. Hey, I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse, and you could earn a few hundred to several $1,000s a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap. Just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session is absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you. There aren't any distractions. There's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
A mixed outlook on jobs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A new forecast says the nation's workforce is poised to grow at a faster rate than it has been growing since the recession ended, but CareerBuilder predicts job creation through 2017 will not be as strong as it was before the recession. The outlook says employment will increase more in high-wage occupations than in low- and middle-wage jobs. Jenny Craig is about to change hands. The buyout firm Northcastle Partners says it is buying the diet business from Nestle. Northcastle bought Curves International last year. It plans to combine Jenny Craig with the fitness club franchisor. Costco put up some stronger numbers. Last month, sales for U.S. stores that have been open a year or more were up 4% from October of last year. Costco expects to open 7 new warehouses before the end of this year. CBS posted a bigger quarterly profit that was right in line with Wall Street forecasts. Stock market futures are a little bit lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold
day. I want to
day.
Be a football stadium.
I want
stadium.
To be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. But we get to do something we don't get to talk about very often. That's a chill factor, a fistlick out there this morning, a little bit of that. Look for a high temperature today of 67. Winds up to about 15 miles an hour out of the north. Going to have another chilly one next couple of nights, really 44 for tonight. And then tomorrow, temps are going to be nice. The high temperature is going to be really nice, upper 60s or lower 70s all the way through Veterans Day, which is Monday, of course. And then our low temperature will be in the upper 40s tomorrow night and probably about 60 on Saturday night. So all in all, pretty pleasant out there. And again, right now, winds are out of the north at 12, 80% relative humidity. We have a chill factor of 39, and the air temperature is 45.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
The formula for achieving success is no big secret. In fact, it's rather mundane, but it works almost every time. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because according to Time magazine, Wall Street's retirement plans and 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to safely grow money up to 10 to even 15% during the good years, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. Call now and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to build a tax-advantaged retirement income, get potential 10 to 15% growth during good years, and never lose in the next stock market crash. Call 800-342-4040 to discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 800-342-4040. 1-800-342-4040. Again, that's 1-800-342-4040. 1-800-342-4040.
Seldom does success come quickly. More often, it's the result of doing little things consistently over time.
It's really a simple concept of successful people do little things that seem to make no difference at all in the act of doing them, but they just do them over and over and over with consistency until the compounded effect kicks in.
Jeff Olson, author of the book The Slight Edge, says, as an example, reading 10 pages of a good book every night.
That's something that's very, very easy to do, and it's something also that's very easy not to do. And you take those 10 pages and you do it every time. That's 3,600-something pages in a year. You know, that's 12 books, and 12 books can change a person's philosophy. It can change their attitudes. It can change a lot of things about them. And there wasn't, you know, wasn't one big thing happened to it. It was a bunch of little things that happened.
This philosophy is true in all areas of life, health, money, even relationships.
You know, relationships are built one comment at a time, one touching at a time, the same exact same thing. I think people start taking somebody for granted. They quit saying the things they used to say. They quit doing the things they used to do. They quit having the moments they used to have. And although in that moment doesn't really matter, but the compounded effect of that really does.
While it's great to look for that one big thing that will make the difference, it seldom happens.
You don't very rarely see successful people win the lotteries because successful people don't buy into that philosophy. They buy in doing these little things. People who are successful in business understand the consistency and persistency over time. You know, it's these baby steps that matter more than anything else.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A local child care worker has been arrested by Bryan police for not immediately reporting a baby being hurt. 53-year-old Freddie Walton of Bryan is accused of child endangerment. Officer Kelly McEthan says the arrest follows a six-week investigation.
It appears to have been, you know, not done by malicious intent, but the fact that it was not reported immediately and gotten that child, you know, medical attention is what caused to the severity of the injuries.
In mid-September, a 5-month-old boy was hospitalized for a fractured skull and bleeding on the brain. According to the arrest report, the baby fell from Walton's lap and hit his head on the floor. Walton told investigators the infant rolled on the floor and bumped his head on a table. McEthan says the child has been released from the hospital. The Texas Department of Family and Protective Services says Camelot Learning Center is open and can appeal a citation issued for failing to ensure no child is abused, neglected, or exploited. A bar west of downtown Bryan is the latest target of armed robbers. Police say two men are accused of the Tuesday night holdup at the El Toro Bar on Sims between 21st and 22nd. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the suspects are not associated with the robbery of the Mobile Zone USA store on South Texas the night before. An undisclosed amount of money was taken from an employee and a customer. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the descriptions of the suspects. There are at least 110 locations in Texas where at least 10,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate are stored. That's the potentially hazardous chemical at the center of last April's fertilizer plant explosion in West. Online at WTAW.com, you can see maps of storage locations in West Bryan and in Somerville and Iola. It's part of a new state fire marshal's website containing data collected following voluntary inspections after the West explosion. How many other sites that did not participate in the voluntary program and their locations were not disclosed. And officials did not post a full list of what was checked due to security reasons. Our online story also includes a link to the fire marshal's website, where it shows storage sites in Carmine, Marquay, and Giddings. The reviewing is underway of the first elections in Texas requiring photo identification.
Brazos County Voter Registrar Christy Rose says one issue is dealing with the names on voter registration and photo cards not being an exact match.
Once they can identify, they use several options and give the voter an opportunity to go ahead and fill out a form to change their voter registration to match their ID, so there won't be an issue later on.
Voter turnout was just over 10%. And for some precincts, it was zero. County Clerk Karen McQueen says there were no registered voters for the Bryan School Board election in Precinct 72 at Lincoln Center, and there were no registered voters in Precinct 68 at Peach Creek Community Center. Of the 1 million who voted statewide, 62% approved spending $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to help finance water projects. State Representative Kyle Cassell is among the supporters.
A lot of the projects are already in the pipes. You know, District 12 alone, we have had some success with the Water Development Board in some of our towns, and, you know, let's hope that West will be one of the beneficiaries of this soon. As we're working on our water infrastructure in West to rebuild that wonderful town that had disaster on April 17th.
Cassell says proposals will start from local groundwater districts, go through regional boards, then to the state's Water Development Board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A new A&M student organization has partnered with Habitat for Humanity. Ryan Pierce with Habitat says BUILD, initiated by members of the Corps of Cadets, is doing more than building a home.
Then they're actually building walls for four other Habitat homes on campus this week on Simpson Drill Field, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. They're going to be out there building walls. We have several regular Habitat volunteers who are helping lead that project on campus.
Pierce says BUILD raised $50,000 to get a Habitat house off the ground in Bryan. Time is running out in the first phase of who will become the next president at A&M. Chancellor John Sharp says several hundred have applied and an outside consultant is recruiting candidates.
They're also talking privately to folks that within this university and within other universities, asking them, you know, recruiting them, seeing if they are interested in putting their name in and things like that. And so that process will go on probably through Thanksgiving or so.
Sharp was asked about the search process at this week's meeting of the University Staff Council, which has one of two non-voting members on the nine-member search committee. And with traffic congestion building on I-35 between San Antonio and Austin and the toll road that was supposed to take the traffic off 35 standing empty, the Texas Transportation Commission is proposing a truly radical solution. Commission Chairman Ted Houghton has suggested flipping the roads, making 35 the toll road and State Highway 130 the free road. Anti-toll road activist Terry Hall says, you see, the whole thing is insane.
They're trying to make I-35 the main artery of commerce in our state. They're going to turn that into a toll road and force you to go 35 miles out of your way to get the free road.
She says the timing is interesting since there was a bill sponsored by former Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson preventing the tolling of existing interstates. WTOW News Time is 6:36. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Home.
You left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest.
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy. Get away.
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out, AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big.
Long name, amazing results.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2014 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2014 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet. Right now, lease a 2014 Toyota Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $999 due at signing. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 12/2/13.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is going to be responsible for lots and lots of sunshine across the area today. It's also going to be responsible for cooler conditions. It'll be 65 as we head through the afternoon. Clear tonight. We'll fall back to about 45 to 50. Partial sun for tomorrow. Highs will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low close to 50 degrees. Sun and clouds with a high of 70 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's going to definitely be an emotional game. Hopefully a positive win. And, man, it's crazy to think last game is already here. And then
that's Travis Labhart about the last home game at Kyle Field for the seniors and, well, for really everybody until they do the remodeling. Also, A&M soccer and a hard-fought win over Auburn in the SEC quarterfinals. Plus, a whole lot more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up here in about 12 minutes or so.
So, apparently, there's supposed to be some giant move afoot to, if Johnny scores a touchdown, that the crowd is supposed to yell in unison, stay, Johnny, stay.
There's that one, and then Coach Sumlin was trying during his show the other night to get everybody to be quiet when Johnny would scramble.
Uh-huh.
Because the defensive backs cue on the noise when they comes up the middle of the field.
Oh, it's interesting.
So they said, if you guys will just be quiet, we'll get another couple touchdowns a game.
He can sneak up on them.
Right.
Well, neither of those probably will come to pass.
No.
But, yeah, okay. Anyway.
I'm not sure that would be very successful anyway. I mean, if he's a player, he's not going to care if people are like, stay, Johnny, stay.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnny.
Well, then he'd do the cash me out sign because that's what he's doing.
Then the other thing is if he's at the opposing field, team's field, and he starts to scramble, then those people are going to start yelling, go get it! Get
Yeah, it really only works at home.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. So the president realized that there are people. By the way, the president was in Dallas last night where he spoke to 27 people or something. Did you see the video of this?
Oh, it was only 27?
No, I mean, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. Well, not exaggerated. There was at least in the camera shot that I saw, there were fewer than 125 people.
So was this an intimate gathering?
Well,
or was it just a gathering that people didn't care enough to go to?
Well, all I can say is that the banner that they had about Obamacare looked like it was made by Miss Percival's seventh grade class fourth grade class.
Now.
It did. It looked like it was finger painted. And so, you know, welcome for Obamacare.
I didn't know you were
whatever.
Such an art critic.
I know, really. Exactly. But I'm not sure how the camera angle was set up, but they didn't have, you know, what you'd call cutaways or established shots, so you didn't know exactly how many people. But it looked to be a sparse crowd. And again, flew into Dallas. How much did that cost us?
A ton.
Yeah, so we could do that. But anyway,
he's just trying to tell us how important it is and how we need to shut up and just let them, you know, do right. whatever they want with us.
Or how important he is, I'm not sure, whichever. But what happened was there are 15 senators who are Democrats who are concerned. You know, this
concerned
this
about what?
Well, concerned about getting reelected. That's all they're concerned about. I mean, you know that. They can act like all that other stuff, but the most important thing is if they like the gig, they want to keep the gig. It's unlike your health insurance. Wow, I just thought
nice.
Of that. Yeah, I just thought
that.
Of that
was really good.
Thank you. But they went to the president and basically wanted to have a sit-down meeting and talk about this whole deal because they're catching heat back home and they want to get reelected. Well, that was fine. Except the deal is it was not on the president's official schedule. And the only way that we found out that the conversation took place at all, which lasted, by the way, 2 hours with the president, is that a couple of the senators, Mark Pryor and Mark Begich of Alaska, decided to put out news releases about how disgusted they were about this thing. Begich said, quote, "It's absolutely unacceptable in this day and age that the administration cannot deliver on the promises it made to all Americans because of technical problems with a website." Senator Pryor from Arkansas said, "The American people are frustrated with the White House's botched rollout of the Affordable Care Act, and I am too. In today's meeting, I told the president and vice president three things. One, fix the website immediately. Two, address the problems with the law. And three, hold the individuals in charge accountable for these mistakes. I won't let up until these problems are fixed." Good luck with that. See how that works out for you.
But don't hold your breath.
Yeah, but again, the biggest problem, that's fine, they get the website up and running. But again, to go back to what we talked about this week, where the system wasn't hacked. The system sent information from person A to person B.
That was just bad.
I mean, so how can you feel with any confidence that this website is going to be secure? And I don't know how you solve that one. I do not know how you solve that. Now, they do say, however, that they have taken care of part of the problem because the chief information officer at the agency in charge of the federal healthcare website resigned yesterday. Tim Trinkle, that's his name. Tony Trinkle. He's the CIO, or was, at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He's leaving the agency to go into another gig, private sector.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is set
up. And that golden parachute wasn't already set up?
Yeah, really. Now, you know that it's bad.
When?
The Country Music Association decides to make fun of you.
They took several shots last night.
Here was the first one. This is Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood as they sit on the stage.
Let's see.
She's typing.
Can't be too hard, right?
Why is it spinning?
Oh, it does that.
Okay. Why is it smoking?
I don't... Maybe we should restart it.
Obamacare by morning.
Yeah.
So
gotta sing it. They're showing George Strait at this time because, of course, it's his song. But, I mean, you listen to the crowd reaction, and it's the Country Music Association. Whoa!
If I sit here till dawn, we'll have cataracts and dementia. Oh, this is getting on my last nerve. People,
sir. They know their audience.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah.
That's you know, most important thing. Know who your audience is. So, yeah, they kind of did that. And then finally we have a Joe Bidenism. It wouldn't be a good day without a Joe Bidenism.
Oh, yeah?
Well, if you heard about this, Marty Walsh won the Boston mayor's race on Tuesday. So Marty gets a call from the vice president. Problem is, there are two Marty Walshes.
Oh.
This Marty was not the same man.
Uh-oh.
According to the Cape Cod Times, after the race was called, the White House operator rang up the wrong Marty Walsh.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying
you hit the top and you can't figure it out?
Trying to set up a phone call, okay? Well, this particular Walsh, who was watching the returns at home on television, had to explain, no, ma'am, you've got the wrong Marty Walsh. Hung up. Phone rings again. It's Joe Biden.
Oh.
Marty,
they listened to what he told them.
Marty, you son of a gun. You pulled it off. To which Marty said, I was kind of stunned, but said, Mr. Vice President, you called Marty Walsh, but the wrong Marty Walsh. And Biden then double-checks the phone number and declares that it's, of course. He says, I'm talking to Marty Walsh in Boston? Well, it turns out it's the wrong Marty Walsh. Now, what's interesting is this one used to work for Senator Ted Kennedy. So as a result, he was in people's Rolodexes. So that could happen. But he gave Joe Biden the right number. Biden wrote it down, and I guess he went ahead and called.
Oh, that's pricelessly funny.
But again, wasn't the only one. Apparently, the mayor of Minneapolis and people from the Democratic National Committee also called. But still, it's been a while since we've had a Joe Biden story.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. This weekend, join in for the annual Roman Bacchanal. When in Rome, do as the Romans and don your toga for the world's largest toga contest. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 9th, it's buying and selling quality hay. Whether buying hay or selling it, you want the best value for your money. We'll discuss how to make better decisions this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's the space that landscaping forgot. What can you do with a plot of ground that's 2 feet wide and 50 feet long? Maybe it's the parkway between the front walk and the street. Maybe it's out in the alley behind the fence. It may even be between your house and your neighbor's as urban lots get smaller and smaller. Landscaping those funny little narrow spaces right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you have an odd little narrow area, the question becomes, what can you do to create some form of design when you're that limited on space? Probably more than you might have imagined. Well, first, you need to drive around town to gather ideas from all the thousands of people who've lived the same nightmare. Take photos and make lists. Don't be afraid to copy their creations. Gardeners are usually proud to share their successes. Just be sure you don't copy a failure. Ask plenty of questions when you get ready to buy your plants. Be sure you're not looking at some embryonic form of a shrub that will quickly grow to fill all available space. If you have room only for a 2-foot-wide shrub, ask your nurseryman to show you all the possibilities that stay that small. In fact, take photos in with you. He or she may be able to draw you a quick sketch of some options. Simplicity is usually the best approach when it comes to planting a long, skinny spot. If you need a tall plant, consider a vine. If it's a masonry wall, you could use a clinging vine like Boston ivy or Virginia creeper. Fig ivy is especially good in the southern half of the state. If clinging types of vines aren't appealing for any reason, erect a stout trellis on which you can grow Carolina jessamine, climbing antique roses, wisteria, Madame Galen, trumpet creeper, or some other twining vine. Now, wisteria and trumpet creeper are big vines. They really will require quite a support. You can even use espaliers like Hollywood Twisted Juniper, Willow Leaf, or Nellie R. Stevens Hollies, Pyracanthus, or for a big area, a big high wall, Little Gem Magnolias. These are fat plants trained to grow flat against a wall. Whichever type you choose, it probably will look best if you use only the one type in any given segment of the wall. Once you've developed the height of the vine or espalier, you still need to lower plant along the front of the bed. In that case, you'll probably want a low shrub or a tall clumping ground cover. If your landscape has a rather involved or busy look and you want more than just one or two types of plants, consider planting in large terracotta pots. Choose a pleasant assortment of sizes and shapes, perhaps in a variety of colors, including white and natural orange. And you know, there's some beautiful glazed pottery out in the marketplace now. Cluster the pots in groups and plant seasonal color in those large pots. Don't overlook the possibility of turning your small, narrow space into an herb garden. That's especially appealing if there's a sidewalk adjacent. As folks brush against the herbs, they'll release their pleasant aromas to the surrounding area. I'm Neil Sperry. Garden Facts of the Season will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. One of this year's big surprises for Aggie football has been Travis Labhart. The senior wideout has been one of Johnny's favorite targets this season, and his backstory is pretty amazing, too, starting his career as a practice squad player for the women's basketball team the year they won the national championship. And here's Travis on wrapping up his time at Kyle Field.
It's crazy. 5 years, 4 years. Dream of playing on Kyle Field as a little kid and, you know, grow up around it, see it on TV. And, you know, I take it for granted as I go out there every day. And it's could definitely be an emotional game, hopefully a positive win. And, man, it's crazy to think it's already, last game is already here. And then next time I come back, it'll be completely redone. So it's going to be a cool feeling, but definitely probably be a little bit emotional.
And speaking of upperclassmen making their last walk out to Kyle Field, A&M All-American offensive tackle Jake Matthews is named a finalist for the Senior Class Award, which honors seniors in the NCAA football subdivision student athletes that excel both on and off the field. The acronym celebrating loyalty and achievement for staying in school. The Class Award focuses on total student athletes and encourages students to use their platforms in athletics to make positive and impactful changes in their community. The number 21 Texas A&M soccer team earned a hard-fought 1-0 victory over Auburn in the quarterfinal action of the 2013 SEC Women's Soccer Tournament. That's happening at the Orange Beach Sports Complex yesterday. Junior Allie Bailey notched the only goal of the match in the 17th minute, and Coach G knows they still have a long way to go.
Our team did a good job, lots and lots and lots of scoring opportunities that we just couldn't quite put away with more than 22 shots and a lot of those on goal. We've got to be a little bit more patient in our buildup. We've got to make it to where we're taking better decisions on when we're going to finish off these chances. And then, of course, we've got to stick them because on Friday against either South Carolina or Georgia, both of them have very good goalkeepers. Both of them are very athletic, and you may not get as many chances, and you got to take advantage of what you get.
The Aggies take on number 9 South Carolina and the Gamecocks at 6:30. That game is Friday. A senior partner in New York law firm with experience in sports cases has been appointed by the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell to investigate possible misconduct in the Miami Dolphins workplace and to prepare a report which will be made public. The issue stems from an alleged repeating hazing incident between Miami offensive tackle Jonathan Martin and guard Richie Incognito. Here's Aggie standout and Dolphin quarterback Ryan Tannehill on the big dust-up.
All I know about Richie is he was a great teammate to me. I saw him being a great teammate all the time. You know, does he like to give guys a hard time? Yes. Does he like to pester guys and have fun? Yes. But he brought a lot of laughter to this locker room. He brought a lot of cohesiveness to this locker room. And he was the best teammate that I could ask for.
Commissioner Goodell says Ted Wells has begun his work and does not have a timetable for completing it. As we told you yesterday, there's been some rumblings at the other big school in Texas about Mack Brown being in his last season, and the Longhorns have been courting Alabama's Nick Saban. Coach Saban put an end to that yesterday, saying, quote, he is very committed to the University of Alabama, and he has referred to the past comments saying he wasn't interested in leaving. His agent had talked in January about possibly replacing Mack Brown at Texas, and Saban is pursuing his fourth national title in 5 years. Huge football games tonight with national championship implications. The second-ranked and high-scoring Oregon Ducks head to Stanford to play the sixth-ranked Cardinal, and the winner gets a leg up in the BCS national championship game. Not to mention another top 10 matchup with number 10 Oklahoma at Floyd Casey Stadium in Waco to take on the Bears for their Baylor's really first test of the season. In the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder pulled away in the second half for a 107-93 win over Dallas.
Angling left, Parker gets a screen from Duncan. Pulls up, mid-range jumper is good for Tony Parker. 18 points for Parker, Spurs by one.
The Spurs withstood a hectic finish from the Suns, winning 99-96. And the Indiana Pacers 5-0 this year. They're the only undefeated team, and they remained undefeated, beating Chicago 97-80. And finally, in Major League Soccer, Omar Cummings scored to help the Houston Dynamo to a 2-1 win over the New York Red Bulls. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Cherry Rufino with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. When we partner with the Arts Council, we help create something beneficial to our community. From museums, theaters, history, music, or art, we're playing a part in shaping the Brazos Valley. Everyone directly benefits from that relationship, and that's why Coldwell Banker United loves our business partnership with the Arts Council.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Hi, it's Jackie from Jackie's Toys and Books. We are bursting at the seams with new toys that we have brought in just for you. We are so excited with all the new stuff that next week at Jackie's we are having our first ever Christmas preview sale. Come see all these toys, puzzles, books, and games. Discover the family fun together and find the perfect Christmas gifts. The preview sale next week at Jackie's across from Luby's. We always have free gift wrap. Jackie's, sharing 25 years of Christmas with the Brazos Valley.
You can get paid for spreading holiday cheer.
That's what elves do, and you can too, at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. Click santas-wonderland.com.
Give a gift that'll stand the test of time from Amish Furniture for generations. At Amish Furniture, everything is made with special attention to detail from Amish craftsmen. That makes your holiday gift giving easier than ever. Find a unique selection of children's furniture and a wonderful collection of holiday items from handmade wood crafts, decorations, wood shelves, wall ornaments, and more. Shop today for your holiday gift giving at Amish Furniture for generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
What do you get when you add helpful advice to a store full of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, watches, and cars? Plus thousands of light bulbs, including energy-efficient LEDs, CFLs, and halogens. Well, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, you get what you came for. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.